Memes are not intended as in-depth analysis. Their purpose is to make us think, to consider something, or just laugh. The other day I posted this meme. It resulted in the predictable rash of comments saying, "America is not a democracy, it's a republic." And it only got worse from there. All the comments about America not being a democracy prompted me to write an analysis and post it on my Dr. Reality Facebook page in the hope of bringing some reality to the issue. Well, my factual analysis really ticked some people off. Why? Because they'd adopted the "it's a republic, not a democracy" line so thoroughly they felt threatened by the facts I laid out. It was as if I was attacking them personally because they'd so emotionally invested themselves in that dogma. Let's start with my analysis and then we'll look at some of the comments. Here's my analysis. People really need to stop saying, "America is a republic, not a democracy." When you say that, you show you don't understand either word, and because of that, you have an incorrect understanding of how our governments operate. Let's start with the basics. What is a republic? A republic is simply a national structure on which the constituent parts, in the U.S., that would be the states of the Union, are autonomous in their own affairs unrelated to national governance or international interests, and are represented in a body, such as Congress, that makes national decisions. A defining element of a true republic is the autonomy of the constituent parts cannot be taken from them by the national government. That's it. There is nothing more sexy or complicated to the meaning of republic than that. What is a democracy? Put simply, if voting takes place, it's a democracy. Democracy is simply the populace expressing its preferences via ballot for things like office holders and/or initiatives. So what were men like Jefferson, Adams, Hamilton, and Franklin talking about when they condemned democracy? Since democracy, as we know it and the founders knew it, is simply the people expressing their preference via ballot and is the very system the founders chose for their own states and the national government, clearly they were not condemning the very system they themselves put in place. What the founders were referring to when they condemned democracy was pure democracy, not representative democracy. Remember, the founders were incredibly well-schooled in history. What they were referring to, and what their writings virtually always made clear by using the past tense, was the ancient democracies. Most ancient democracies were what we call today pure democracies. Every citizen voted personally on every matter. There were a couple of pure democracies on the North American continent when Europeans first stepped off the boat. Those communities existed in a time when there were no formal government structures on the continent, and they had only a few hundred people in their community. Currently, there are only a few pure democracies in the world. They are the system used by a couple of small, local communities, none in the U.S. In summary, the founders condemned ancient pure democracies. The states of the Union and the federal government are representative democracies exactly as the founders intended. In the modern world, there are no nations using pure democracy, and there is no conflict between a nation being a republic and a representative democracy. That's the end of my posted analysis. Now let's look at some of the bizarre attempts to maintain their emotional connection to the dogma that America is a republic, not a democracy. One commenter said this, quote, "The United States Constitution clearly states that the states of the Union and the federal government are indeed a republic. The founders never once mentioned the word democracy in the Constitution." Okay, guess what else is never once mentioned in the Constitution? Rights, as in the rights we supposedly value so much in this country. We see this kind of image all the time, but guess what? That title, Bill of Rights, does not appear in the U.S. Constitution anywhere. The word democracy means the populace expressing its political will by voting. Allow me to share a sentence with you from the U.S. Constitution. Quote, "The House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states." Close quote. That is the definition of democracy. Let me go a bit further with this. Imagine if I describe something to you this way. There is a flat horizontal platform about 16 by 16 inches. Extending down vertically from the platform, we see four legs about 16 inches in length, each leg anchored to a corner of the 16 by 16 horizontal platform. Extending up vertically from the corners of one edge of the 16 by 16 horizontal platform, we see two upright pieces about 20 inches in length. Between those two uprights are a couple of horizontal cross members. Several of these objects are typically found arranged around a dining room table. Humans place their buttocks on the 16 by 16 horizontal platform, often resting their back on the cross members between the two upright pieces. But it's not a chair, because I didn't say the word chair. So, because the word democracy doesn't appear in the Constitution, you know, like the word rights doesn't appear, we don't vote and we don't have rights? When you see that kind of thinking, it's easy to understand why the founders had some serious reservations about universal suffrage. Here's an interesting exchange. The commenter said, "The Constitution guarantees a republican form of government. What do you think is meant by that, and why was it important?" I responded, "Our system of federalism is what keeps the guarantee operative." The commenter replied, "Do you feel in today's political system that the national government is subordinate to the states?" This is what I find so frustrating. He does not understand how our system of federalism operates. The federal government and the governments of the states occupy different areas of authority. Neither is to be subordinate to the other because they don't have the same areas of responsibilities. The states, which created the federal government, exercise a check on federal actions through representatives and senators the people of the states of the Union send to Congress. Jedediah asks a sincere question. He says, "Aren't states' rights supposed to supersede federal law? The most basic example is legalizing marijuana." Hey, great question. Earlier I said the federal government and the states have their own areas of responsibility, and that's true. And Jedediah's question highlights an area in which the United States Supreme Court really screwed shit up. Federal drug laws, as they operate domestically, are restricted to certain substances moving in interstate commerce, leaving aside for the moment the issue that regulating commerce between the states was never intended by the founders to provide a mechanism for criminalizing any substance. The Supreme Court truly screwed the pooch when, in a case called Raich, it ruled in 2004 that in order to effectively enforce federal marijuana laws, the federal government would have to also be able to reach into the states and control interstate weed activity. If there was ever a case of the founders rolling over in their graves, Raich is it, along with Wickard v. Filburn. In Raich, the court essentially said that in order to make sure a power the federal government was not granted by the Constitution can be effectively exercised, the government has to be allowed to intrude into another area, intrastate commerce, concerning which the federal government has also not been granted authority by the Constitution. Lots of people opined that the United States is a constitutional republic. Cool. Then I expect you to always say you drive a motorized vehicle. Not just a vehicle, but a motorized vehicle. I wonder what people think they're gaining by claiming that it's only an accurate description if the word constitutional is placed in front of republic. Is there a non-constitutional republic? If you tell someone you just drove over in your car, is that description lacking or inaccurate because you didn't say you came over in your motorized car? Some folks commented that America is a democratic republic. Okay, sure. But I see that like I do putting constitutional in front of republic. Since in all true republics, the constituent jurisdictions comprising the nation vote in the national legislature, democratic is both apparent and obvious. I understand why that phrase might be used in, say, a junior high school civics class to make sure youngsters who know nothing about this subject grasp it correctly. But as adults? Again, it's like saying you drove a motorized vehicle to make sure people understand your car has a motor. Another fellow said, "A republic limits the power of the government." Okay, which governments? A constitution limits the power of government. In a republic, the national government simply has fewer areas of authority, but not lesser authority in those areas. Another gentleman brought up the issue of individual rights, which is, at least in theory, important to good governance in America. I say in theory because I can't help but notice that a lot of people in this country care passionately about their own rights, but don't give a shit about anyone else's. Academically speaking, the issue of individual rights exists separate from the question of whether a nation is a democracy or a republic. But of course, in America, we tend to see them as indivisible because of our upbringing. For today, suffice to say they are divisible outside the U.S. And finally, several times I have referred to something I called a true republic. What did I mean by that? Simple. Any nation can incorporate the word republic into its national name or use it repeatedly in its national mantras. That doesn't mean it meets the definition of actually being a republic. The Soviet Union, the full name of which was the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, was not remotely a republic. It was a single-party dictatorship in which every client state was held in bondage under the threat of death or destruction. A current version of that is China, whose full name is the People's Republic of China. Same shit as the Soviets. I hope you found this presentation to be informative. Thanks for being here. Take care. Bye-bye.